there's an election coming up, apparently.
Someone said.
Yeah, you've put out a list of what you want to get from the government or the opposition. You don't really care as long as whoever wins comes good on the cash, I guess. And one of the things that's on your wish list is the City Sound and Light Show. This will be a big part of the Riverside complex when it's finished. And I know it's always been part of the plan, but if you can get someone else to pay for it, it's even better, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've sort of already contributed, you know, I think quite a contribution to that project. And we've certainly had some other federal funding as well. But we're looking to state government to help us do that, to just finish that off. And all of the research says that we need something that encourages people to stay in the region overnight, and that this is the type of thing that would do that. Mm. So there's been quite a bit of research and data produced to back up our claim, and so we're looking for some commitments around that.
We won't go through the whole list because we could spend a half an hour doing that, but one of the other things that's on the list is smart city initiatives. And I know this is things like having charging stations for electric vehicles and things like that. And we spoke about the new Telstra 5G towers that went up a couple of they were modified. They were always there. They just changed what was on the top of the pole. But that was only happening, about a month or so ago as well.
Yeah, look, it's been part of our strategic planning for quite some time, and there's quite a range of initiatives that we can do. We've signed up to a smart city project, and we'll continue to look at those opportunities. Things that are happening anyway around changing our light bulbs and those sorts of things continue to happen, but some of those more expensive changes we're looking for support around. And of course, the Cradle Coast Authority has released a list of priorities for the whole region that of course council supports as well.
Okay, now on the list is something called a black box performing arts space for the Parramatta Arts Centre. I've got no idea what that is.
I'm not completely sure on the detail, but we've allowed, when we did the upgrade to the arts space, mm-hmm. we allowed improved the roofing so that we could add a second story, which my understanding is that it's basically an intimate art space, around 100 people to attend plays and those
sorts
of things.
Like a little theatre. Yeah.
Yeah, that we don't have at the moment, but we certainly made provision for that possibility when we did those upgrades as part of the project, and so we've allowed for that to happen, but we didn't have the funding at that point
more off the list, if I can. The Dalvetton Organics composting facility. You need some funding for that. Is that suggesting that we might be making a move to FOGO bins in Devonport?
Yeah? Certainly, very much on our radar. And again, this is a regional project that has been recognised by Cradle Coast Authority, but it's the Dalvetton that are leading the project and looking for $6 million of about $13 million, something like that, that we'll need to make our FOGO well worthwhile and mm-hmm. able to do it a cost-effective way. So really, we think that's a really important part of the planning for our region moving forward, and that it's the only way to go.
FOGO is Food Organic Garden Organic, for people who don't know.
And sorry, shouldn't use acronyms, my apologies.
Okay, no, I said it first. And it's been a bit controversial in some municipalities, so it'll be interesting to see where we go with that one. Now, let's get away from the election wish list and talk about some other stuff. The Providore Place markets have been a huge success.
It was a great atmosphere there on Friday night, and certainly all the feedback we have from both the stallholders and the Street Eats people, etc., were all very happy with how it looked, and it was a lovely atmosphere, and people seemed to be really enjoying themselves. And quite a few of the stallholders have asked to sign up for several of the next ones moving on. So we're really pleased about that.
I think you'll be looking at mainly daylight savings type times for those.
We've got one a month planned right through the winter.
Right.
The next one is I think it's. It's early May. I'm just trying to remember the date. 7th, the first Friday night in May. Yeah. So, and that'll sort of follow through for the rest of this year. So we're really excited about all of those possibilities, and hopefully it'll give people 4 to 8 is a great opportunity for people to perhaps come down after school and grab some lunch, some tea, and also after work as well. So
yeah, I think
the time works pretty well.
It does, and there's not too many. Most markets across the coast are on Sundays and things like that, so there's not too much happening on Friday nights sometimes.
No, that's right. Mm. So it's a good opportunity to sort of just perhaps grab something for tea and have a look about the and spend some time with family before you head home for settle in for the footy or whatever.
For sure. The Devonport Regional Gallery, you've got a couple of exhibitions on at the moment worth mentioning.
Yeah, look, there was one opened on Friday night, which was from two very well-known Tasmanian Aboriginal artists in Dave Meninga Gough and Mrs. West. And it's just beautiful. It's certainly thought-provoking. People are led through, I guess, some thinking from the Aboriginal community about being locked out of some of the things that the places that are important to them. So it's certainly a very thought-provoking exhibition, and I urge people to spend some time in there and have a look. And there's also a photographic exhibition in our emerging artists gallery that, again, is really different and unusual, and certainly makes you think about our environment and the spaces around us.
The photographic one is called Fathom, and Sam Beckham is the artist, up until the 1st of May, and the other one goes through until the 29th of May, so plenty of time. Next Wednesday, Devonport as a city turns 21.
Or a bit more 20, than that.
40. What am I thinking? It was on the 21st.
That's it? Well
done. It's the 40th anniversary on the 21st.
I was about to say I wish I was, and I wish I was either way. But
well, true. Me as well.
But, yeah, look, we realised that we couldn't have a huge celebration, but we wanted to certainly mark the occasion, and looking forward to people coming and joining us. Maybe find some 80s gear that they might still have in their wardrobe and come down and join us. And I'll be cutting a cake and we'll have some cupcakes to give away and some entertainments that'll be around from 3 to 5 on Wednesday. And as you say, it's 40 years today on that day since we were officially noted as a city by Prince Charles.
Now, as I mentioned last time you were in here, I want you to keep me a cupcake because I'll be off chasing Target Tasmania next Wednesday.
Working really hard.
Just leave one in the fridge for me. Okay. I'll be right. Okay. Speaking of food, the Dementia Cafe Reflections, that kicks off on Wednesday.
Yeah, look, we had to close that cafe down last year because of COVID, and of course the people who were attending were in that very vulnerable age group. So really excited that we've been able to work with Mearcroft to start Reflections again on that's the same day in the morning, Wednesday the 21st from 10 till 12 at the Senior Sits. And it's for all people who have dementia and their carers in particular. Yeah. And there's an opportunity for carers to talk to people from Mearcroft about what support is available to them, to have a chat with other people who are in the same position, which I think you can only understand if you live with that.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's there's lots of activities, but again, it's really a really safe and welcoming space. I love going down there, so I've got them in my diary, so looking forward to that.
You can still find your way there, that's okay.
Yeah, yes, I can still manage on my own, so okay. Thank you for that.
Shouldn't make jokes about that.
No.
The election we mentioned earlier on, pre-polling booths are open in a number of places around the state now, and Devonport's got one as well.
Yeah, and there's been a little bit of confusion about whereabouts at Parranapple that it is. It's actually in the Arts Centre, which is in front of the theatre part, the old part of our community centre. I think the last election it was upstairs on the top floors, so people have sort of automatically gravitated to that. But if they go in either through the Visitor Information Centre or in off Rook Street, they'll find it much more easily.
Yeah, and pre-polling is for people that won't be here on election day.
Yeah, and people just have to say they can't come on election day. It's open business hours, 8:30 to 5:30 during the week, right up until the day before the election.
Okay. The next council meeting is not too far away, but you've actually had to restrict the number of people in the public gallery.
Well, we have to up until now. Now we've just changed it to we can now allow... Oh,
sorry, you're going the other way. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were only allowed to have 10 people in the gallery when we reopened doing face-to-face meetings, and the state government have recently changed restrictions and we can now allow 20 people to come. And up until now, we've asked people to register. So that's not necessarily needed to happen anymore. But obviously, if there's more than 20 people, it's first in best dressed. Yep. So our council meetings are the fourth Monday at 5:30.
Are the public sessions well attended?
Look, it depends what's on the agenda.
True, I guess, yeah.
There's a core of people who like to come every time and see what's going on. And then, you know, if there's something of particular interest to either a particular group or the community generally, sometimes it can be a whole lot more.
Yeah, but everyone's welcome. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, we won't talk again for a little while because I'm taking holidays next week, as I mentioned, off chasing Targa, but Anzac Day will be happening before we catch up again, so probably important just to let people know that the services are on again this year. Initially, the RSL didn't want to have them in like the state branch, but it's been turned around now, and it'll happen, but there will be restrictions.
Yeah, and again, this is the Devonport RSL sub-branch. It's their event. Council support it with staffing and some road closures and those sorts of things, but it is an RSL event. And so they've decided how it's going to happen. And you will need to book.
Right.
Because the numbers will be limited even though it's an outside event. So urge people to go to the Devonport RSL website, I think they've got a Facebook page as well, and contact the RSL to book your space at either the dawn service or the morning service at 11. As I said, public are invited to attend both, and I think there will be a march till the 11, but again, the numbers and the way it happens will be very restricted, but it's happening at the RSL, not at the cenotaph.
Oh, the ceremony is actually the RSL.
The ceremony
right.
will be
okay.
up the top part of this of the RSL where the flags are at the top part of their car park.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, that should be quite manageable for a small crowd. So, again, but if people want to go, they have to register.
Yeah, and again, RSLs generally are urging people to do what we did last year, stand out the front with your candle or your torch and turn the sound up on your phone very loudly.
And hopefully next year we can have a proper...
Let's hope so. Yeah. We're heading in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, we're moving very positively indeed. And thank you for coming in. As always, I appreciate this. As I mentioned, we'll catch up not in a fortnight, but a month. But thank you for coming in today.
That's all right. You enjoy your little target.
I will. Thank you. Annette Rockliffe, the Mayor of Devonport, today's Mayor on the Air.